Hey, as I said earlier, Tuesday is a very special day. Mm-hmm. It commemorates the debut of Jackie Robinson into Major League Baseball. It changed the world forever. It was a social change. It was a baseball change. And if you saw the movie 42, you understand it. I definitely want to celebrate it today because it is Sunday and we won't be have a pregame on Tuesday. So I invited Bill Gould to come on. For fans who don't know Bill, Bill is a former head of the National Labor Relations Board, African-American, a wonderful Stanford law professor as well, has a new career now in state government in California, a diehard Red Sox fan, which we won't let him talk about. But he understands the significance of Jackie Robinson. I've talked to Bill many times about it. So, Bill Gould, welcome to the show, and I'm glad to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Marty.
Did I say enough about you?
Oh, that's fine. You said it's quite a bit.
What's your new position now?
I'm chairman of the Agricultural Labor Relations Board, which was established in the 1970s by Governor Brown the first time around.
Well, all right. But you're a great baseball fan, and you and I have talked for many times about the significance of Jackie Robinson, and it comes up Tuesday. Baseball has retired that number 42. And just to give us the perspective of what it meant to you, what it still means to the country, I'd love to have you explain it.
Well, I think that, Marty, it was terribly important for the country. It really, I think, established the beginnings of a different climate. Shortly after Robinson came up and established himself, a few black players followed in his wake, particularly with Brooklyn and with the Cleveland Indians. President Truman, the following year, desegregated the armed forces. A few years later, the Supreme Court in Brown against Board of Education declared separate but equal in public education to be unconstitutional. And a decade later, we had important civil rights legislation. I think that Robinson's appearance was terribly important, not only for baseball, but for American society.
Well, you talked to a lot of the African-American players, and some know, some don't know. That's why I think for this to happen each year is very important, because it's part of history. Isn't it funny how history doesn't sort of go with us all the time? You have to remember what happened.
Oh, absolutely. I think that it's terribly important. He really paved the way for Dan Bankhead, who came up that year, Larry Doby, who appeared with the Indians. So many standouts like Don Newcomb, Roy Campanella with those snap throws to first base as he was looking towards the pitcher, and Luke Easter, who could hit those long drives to right field for a number of years. A small group of players who were actually particularly the hitters, vastly superior to the average white employees because there remained an informal quota against the advance of black players until the 1970s. It wasn't until the 70s that we began to see the redemption of Robinson's advances, the promises involved with Robinson. We had approximately 17 to 18% of Major League Baseball composed of black Americans at that point, and 30% if you look at black Americans and black Latin players. Don't forget that Minnie Minoso came up in the wake of Robinson. So that was a great advance. We've moved backwards since then, and I think that Robinson in baseball would be disappointed with many of the things that are happening today, as the number of black American players in baseball has been more than halved since the zenith in the 1970s, in the wake of the Civil Rights Revolution and the advent of the Players Union.
Boy, great to have Bill Gould with us. Of course, a Stanford law professor and a very, very, you're a great baseball fan. I think that's the only way to put it. And you're a great social historian as well as a baseball historian. So, Bill, I'm very happy to have you with us today. What's the most impressive thing about Jackie Robinson when you think back on it? And you look at the – and, now, of course, you were with us at that point, and I'm sure as a young man you probably thought about it. But To you, what was the most impressive thing about what Jackie Robinson did?
Well, Jackie Robinson overcame enormous odds. I remember that weekend when the Dodgers finally came north after he had gone through great difficulties in spring training, as the the practice was in those days, to travel through the southern states as the team moved north, and after you would break camp, and that first weekend, the Subway Series between the Yankees and the Dodgers, my father said to me, my father who had no interest in baseball whatsoever, said to me that night at the dinner table, "I hear that Robinson knocked one in today." And that was the way it was. This inspired, this went through the black community and inspired so many of us. My father had no interest in baseball, suddenly developed an interest in Robinson. And he, as the movie 42, I think, well shows, he was a terribly disciplined man, somebody who had to undergo the most enormous pressure and insults and put downs, and yet he was able to turn the other cheek, as Branch Rickey asked him to do, until a year or so after he came into the league and then was able to express himself more freely. I always remember that when he was in the league a couple of years, of course he was much older than much older rookie than most of the white players who played. His average went up about 30-40 points, from the 290s, 296, 297 to 340s. He was in 1949 able to express himself freely and to argue and to stand up to some of the players that he had to simply ignore when he was the victim of racial taunts and insults. He's an extraordinary man, and probably along with Babe Ruth, the greatest influence on baseball, the greatest influence in baseball on American society in the 20th century.
Wow, great. Bill, boy, great. I'm so happy to have you on, and you expressed it so well. Of course, Giants-Dodgers coming up Tuesday. Everyone will wear number 42, and as I grew up in New York, Jackie Robinson, the Giants-Dodgers, that was my first taste of what that rivalry was all about. Willie Mays and Jackie, Leo DeRocher and Jackie Robinson. So it was a great time, but I appreciate you coming on. It's just wonderful having you here, and I look forward to seeing you at the park, and I hope you'll be out here Tuesday night.
Look forward to it, Marty. Thank you very much.
All right, that is Bill Gould. Pat, pretty good, huh?
Well, you can tell that guy's been around, knows a thing or two.
Well, he has perspective, and he puts it into perspective, and how important it is. And, why I'm happy to do these shows, I really am, is it lets everyone who doesn't think, people have not thought about it, think about it.
Sure.
And it's important never to forget. It's the old phrase, you never forget. And for what Robinson did, baseball at least comes forward and retires the number. And we remember Larry Doby as well, which we'll do in July for you and me. But it's a very important time, so I'm very happy to be able to do it, and it's one of the important parts of baseball.
Yeah, and it's absolutely a huge part of baseball, because most sports historians, myself included, probably couldn't name the first African-American in football,
right,
or basketball, right, or tennis.
That's right.
I mean, obviously Arthur Ashe and those guys, but baseball is such a big part or a pillar of their story, that's pretty cool. And the fact that they spend time commemorating it is definitely a plus.
All right. Well, I'm glad to have Bill on.